My clock shows 4:30. We'll go ahead and get started. I now call the meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Zoning Appeals to order. Today is Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. You'll stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for us for all.
Thank you. Could you do roll, please?
Ross? Present. Stanton?
Present.
Stewart?
Present.
Ballmer?
Present.
Lyons?
Present.
Thank you. I would move to dispense with the reading of the minutes and approve the July 11th, 2023 minutes as submitted by the recording secretary.
Second.
Second by Ballmer. On the motion, Stewart?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Lyons?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes. Thank you. This evening is a continuation of our past meeting. It's a request for conditional use at 5931 River Road by Mr. and Mrs. Burns. Mr. Zoning Administrator, floor is yours.
Don't really have anything new to add other than obviously it's a continuation, so you can continue deliberating and on this case. I'm just here to answer any questions. I basically explained the basics of it before, so
okay.
Just here to answer any questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Captain Bachelman, anything that you would like to add?
My apologies for not being here at the last meeting. I know I wasn't here to answer the vast majority of the questions you may have had from my review of this. I was able to go out to the site, revise quite a bit of what I've identified prior to. So hopefully that clarification, there was, I know it was 3 pages long for you guys, but hopefully that clarified a little bit more for you guys of where we stand with the Ohio Fire Code.
Okay. Thank you. And that was, just so I know, that was the letter dated
July 17th.
July 17th, correct. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. So this is a continuation. Obviously, as I mentioned, is there any new business, new information besides from the public that needs to be discussed at this point? Okay. Without any further information. So one of the things that we talked about was a conditional use permit beyond the applicant's ownership of the property. And it was the board's concern that this would continue after the transfer of the property, you know, as we talked about last time. And so we did note that the neighbors, they like you guys and they're supportive of the process, and they had a comfort level with the ownership of the property and so on and so forth. Mr. and Mrs. Burns, you are still under oath, just as a reminder, but do you guys have any further thoughts to that?
If I can speak on their behalf, my name
is... Absolutely. Come on up and we'll swear you in.
Certainly.
So please state your name.
James Bowden. I'm the attorney for the Burns. My address is 7367 Coder, Monclova.
And do you swear that the testimony you're about to provide, swear and throw oath under God?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
In conjunction with my representation of the Burns, I reached out to the township's council last week, Don Sanderson, and she and I had conversations, and it would be the request of the applicants that there be a limitation placed on the special use permit if it's granted, that it would only apply to them. It wouldn't apply to any future owners of the property, be it the property sold or transferred. The future owners would have no rights under the permit. If somebody in the future wanted to continue the use, they'd have to reapply to the township and start that process over. I think that addresses most of the concerns that I heard from listening to the recording of the last meeting. I agree with you. I think the neighbors, for the most part, were supportive of it, but their concern was what happens down the road. I think that addresses it.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Are there any further questions from the board at this point?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to request a recess of the public hearing so that this board can deliver privately.
Okay. The board is now in recess, so the members may deliberate the merits of the case before us. I would call it the public hearing is back in session.
We have done some more discussing on this, and in light of new information from Chief Bockelman, we appreciate it, and the effort that you did to go through all the things that you need to look at, and we kind of covered on that. But we're looking at conditional uses, and in Section 8.2, there are five criteria that need to be met in order to grant a conditional use, and we feel that these have been met. In A, a bed and breakfast is allowed in a conditional use. In the AR zoning, in fact, it's the only place in our zoning code which allows a bed and breakfast. This is an existing single-family dwelling in an area of nearly all single-family dwellings. For C, the proposal will not be hazardous or disturbing. Certainly looking at the other ones, that other conditional uses that are allowed in the AR zoning, this is one of the lesser ones. And D, the property is served by public utilities, the Lucas County Sheriff and the Montclair Township Fire and Rescue. And the proposed usage will not involve uses, activities, materials, equipment, or operations that would be detrimental by reason of excessive traffic, noise, smoke, fumes, or odors. So those are the criteria that we did look at.
Make a motion to approve the bed and breakfast at 5931 River Road upon the conditions of approval. Number one, review and approval from Scott Bockelman of Monclova Township Fire and Rescue, Charles McLaughlin of Lucas County Building Regulations, including the installation, if any, improvements to comply with fire and building codes for usage, as referring to Captain Bockelman's letter dated July 17, 2023, to letter from Molly McGuire of the Tootle Lucas County Planning Commission dated 6/15/2023. Three, there shall be no parking of vehicles within the right-of-way on River Road nor in the front yard of the property. One additional parking space for each bedroom shall be provided near the adjacent to the existing garage per section 6.2. Number four, quiet time should be observed from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. Number five, any outdoor lighting shall not flood into adjacent property. Six, at the request of the agreement of applicants, an additional term of conditional use permit shall be restricted to the current title owners of subject property, and no future title owners of this property shall have any right under the permit. Upon sale or transfer to the third party, the conditional use permit shall automatically terminate. Seven, owners are subject to all other township zoning regulations. Eight, the conditional use permit shall be revoked if these conditions for approval are violated. Number nine, the zoning administrator is responsible for advising the BZA and administrator of any violations. The zoning administrator may then recommend to the BZA that it revoke the conditional use permit And number 10, lastly, the applicant shall abide by the township's lodging tax for the full 2023 tax year forward.
I would second the motion.
Second.
Second by Stanton. On the motion, Stanton?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Lines?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If there's no further business, I will call for an adjournment.